Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. After multiple conversations with clients and readers regarding annuities, I have to wade back into the annuity universe and clarify some things on these products. For years, I was not a fan of annuities and said as much on my Money Matters media outlets. Years ago, I categorized the annuity universe as the Wild West. Past annuity contracts were complicated even for me, a Wall Street guy. As the years passed, however, and the regulation and disclosure requirements got tighter, the companies that sell annuities sharpened their pencils and pressed down hard on their agents to be more diligent on what was sold to whom. They also hammered on their quants, those are the math guys, to formulate more win-win situations for both the companies and their clients. Fast forward to today, and many are sound products with definite benefits for many investors. First off, mention the word annuity, and some investors may cringe. Indeed, many a company produces booklets or videos stating bluntly things like, "Don't buy an annuity." Usually the companies that use such scare tactics sell other things than annuities and don't like losing their business to companies that do. When I ask an investor what an annuity is, few can tell me. An annuity is simply a contract between you and an insurance company. The annuity contract states what you give the company and what they will give you and when. Annuities are often offered by household-named companies and come in many shapes and colors. And like stocks, there are ones you should consider and some you should not, depending on what your particular needs are. Many people actually already participate in annuity-like programs. They just don't realize it. Social Security is an annuity-like program. You pay money to an entity, in this case Uncle Sam, and the U.S. government pays you back over time. That's not the only example. Have a pension? You have an annuity. The company promises to pay you so much for so long. In a way, if you have a financial savings or stock account, your money is somewhere else. And that company, like an annuity, promises to pay you just like an annuity company does. Annuities are not offered by the U.S. government, so they're insured by an insurance company instead of the government. You can Google up an annuity company's financial rating any day of the week for those skeptical on insurance company guarantees. Annuities do come in many flavors, as I've mentioned. There are income annuities that offer to pay you for life regardless of whether you run out of the money you gave them. There are fixed indexed annuities that offer you to participate in the gains of an up market, but not in the down ones. There are guaranteed rate annuities whose only function is to pay you a fixed annual interest rate, and that's it. People might choose the annuity because the interest rate they pay you might be higher than the current bank products available. Just remember, once again, annuities are not federally insured because they are not offered by the federal government. The length of terms for annuities can vary from a year to many years. Many annuities have no sales fee, and some may even add a bonus amount to the amount you deposit. There may be, and usually are, early or excessive withdrawal penalties, however, so always read the fine print. In a nutshell, these are not your father's annuities. There are terms and conditions, of course, and they are there to protect you and the insurance company. But I, for one, am glad everything is carefully thought out and spelled out. This helps to ensure the company can fulfill its promises to you, and you know exactly what it is you are getting in return. I find as a market analyst, financial consultant, insurance agent, and an insurance agency owner, and one involved in the market since about 1971, there are many annuities that are simple, easy to understand, and appropriate for certain investors. Often people forget that when utilizing an insurance product, you are transferring some of your risk to the issuer of the insurance. They rightfully, therefore, can be expected to ask for compensation in return for accepting this risk, or why would they do it? In essence, they attempt to structure that win-win formula I mentioned, and in my opinion, many do just that. The best way I describe my favorite annuity program is that the investor may not make as much money as if they were solely in the markets, as you have transferred some or even all of that risk to the issuing company. But the products are structured so at least some of the gains may be shared with the investor, all the while attempting to minimize risk for those that want to take less risk with their retirement savings. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only. It's not meant as investment advice or a recommendation. recommendation or solicitation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet its staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Kunenberg. Don't take a slice of mine.